Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You just heard the number, 888-702-5494, Twitter at Bill is King. Griff in about 15 or so minutes. Griff has a meeting every Tuesday right here, so he gets out of the meeting, we put him on. We'll get Griff to talk about the conspiracy of Mike Bobinski or Scott Strickland. The ADs at Georgia Tech and Florida, respectively, and them being on the committee, obviously they did not want Georgia in that Final Four. Now, there's no question. So now that we have that established, we know that's true. Yeah, somebody, an anonymous source, I'm going to be like journalism today. An anonymous source told me that's true. Yeah, you're allowed nowadays to just say anonymous source, and nobody questions it. Anonymous sources say, anonymous sources tell me that Michigan, under Jim Harbaugh this year, the season which is 2019, will get to the playoffs. That's an anonymous source. I've been holding that one back until I needed it. I thought I'd pull that out today a little bit to see how you folks responded to it. Anonymous sourcing. Anonymous sources say that Billy Beer is better than any craft beer that's made today. Anonymous sources. Always my favorite. Anonymous sources tell me that the Cosby Cattleman prefers Dickel number 12. Obviously, he checks off on that, though. Grant says, Bill, I've got a six-pack of these bad boys, and it's Georgia beer. It's what does it say? Battling Bulldog beer. It's a six-pack of it. There was a guy, and I think my wife finally threw these bottles out. They were all full. It was about 25 years ago. He was a local liquor distributor. And he was a friend of the show, and he came by, and they had these bottles of wine that they named after SEC programs. And I don't remember the names, but one of the bottles would be, the wrapping on the outside would be crimson. The other bottle may be big orange. Maybe bulldog red, maybe Kentucky blue, things like that. You get my point? And he had a bottle. He was trying to promote this. I don't think he really sold too many of them, but he was trying to promote this. But I had a bottle of almost every school. And I remember it was up on a shelf. It's not there anymore. I think my wife, in the middle of the night, decided that those bottles sitting up there on the cabinet needed to go. because I don't think they're there anymore. I paid so little attention to them, she figured she could get them out of there, and I'd never know. I'm just now realizing right now those bottles are gone. I wish I could go grab one right now and read to you, because it was a catchy name for every team, and then the color of the team on the outside. That was his stick. He was trying to do that and get SEC fans, the passion of the SEC, to get them to buy this wine. I don't even know what it tastes like because I never open it up. I'm not a wine guy. Wine, champagne, that kind of stuff gives me a headache, literally. It's too bubbly. It's too wussified. That's just me now. Okay, if I'm going to have some, I want it a little sharper than that. Jeff, too, says, consider me a fan of Griff. I love his anecdotes and storytelling. I also love his dryness because it lulls us and enables Griff to drop spectacular conspiracy bombs without warning. Yeah, Griff's tone is typically monotone. But within his monotone delivery, there's highs and lows. And if you can get him on a conspiratorial run, God knows where he can take you. Now, if he's not in the mood, then that's where you get lulled to sleep, just like Jeff just said. I believe he's up around with those knuckle draggers from Corbin. I don't think he's in Cosby, the Cosby Cattleman.
I'm South of Jellicoe till after lunch, Bill King.
Oh, so you ain't left yet.
Okay. I'll be eating me a hot brown and drinking some bourbon in Lexington by 5:30 Eastern.
How long does it take you to get there to Keeneland?
I got to go through Scuzzville and little towns with 15 red lights. It takes me 3 hours. You can do it 2.5 from Knoxville. It's about like Nashville to Louisville. Same shot.
Is Buzz Peterson going with you?
we don't snip North Carolina. We do snip Virginia the way I go, Bill.
Is that right?
Extreme southwestern Virginia, Big Stone Gap and Cumberland Gap and all that.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, I wanted to kind of get ahead of Griff here. First off, hate that for Crazy C and the gang. Looks like it turned out the lights. The party's over as they sing down there on Lower Broadway.
Yeah, it was on here at the King House. I didn't pay too much attention to it, but yeah, it was on.
Man, maybe Crazy C can get a little turn out the lights for us coming, Buffer Music coming out next break.
Okay.
Bill, one thing on Griff here. Let's get into this.
Yeah.
First off, do this for me. When Griff comes on, will you give Griff a message for me?
Correct. I will. Yes.
Tell him I said to tell Chip Towers and his cronies down there to shove it, and your show is more important than their stupid meeting.
Okay. Why, can you not wait for Griff?
Tell him they can quit painting G's on their cheeks down there at the AJC and get his butt on at 9 o'clock and quit screwing this hour up.
Okay.
Tell him that's from his pal, the Cattleman.
I will. Yeah, I will.
Now, Bill, let's
I'll also tell him that you love those podcasts where he talks about Butch Jones, too.
Yeah. Ask him about Butch still being, if he's Butch still a misunderstood. That'd be a good question for him, too.
Okay.
Most misunderstood tuba player in America, according to Griff.
That's right.
Now, Bill, let's talk about this. You know, Griff's telling a conspiracy theory. I'm just now hearing this about the Georgia Tech AD and Florida Strickland.
Yeah. He put that on fireball.
I could see them doing that. I mean, let's face it. There's politics in smoke-filled rooms. That's why you're wrong and I'm right, why you got to have an 18 playoff. You don't need the number 5 team in America griping about politics. If the number 9 team's griping about politics, ho-hum. But to be fair about it, you don't need the number 5 team in America griping about politics. All right, is Condoleezza Rice still making the decision?
Hope so.
But here's the real thing, and I hate to upset all your bros down there at church.
Yeah.
If Griff wants to bitch about who's in and who's not in the playoffs, he needs to be talking about Notre Dame. Because Notre Dame's not in a conference. They didn't play a championship game. They didn't face the threat of injury. What kind of Mickey Mouse sport do you have where some teams play more games than others? If you don't win your conference championship game, you shouldn't be in the playoff in the first place. Even in the SEC.
They won the Vatican League. That counts.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think when did Tua? He took a shot. Was that against Georgia or was that against Clemson when Tua got hurt? That was Clemson, right, in the big game.
What do you mean?
Who was it that hit Tua's knee? What game was that?
That would have been the Georgia championship.
That was the Georgia game.
Yeah.
Okay, so while Tua's taking a shot on his knee, courtesy of the leg humpers down there, Ian Book's sitting up there at Notre Dame eating sushi in the hot tub.
Correct. It's the way we do it.
That's not right. That's Bernie Sanders America, Bill. Bernie 2020. That's Bernie Sanders stuff. So when Greer starts coming on here with his crap about Strickland and crew, tell him that he ought to turn his attention to where it really matters is the phony giveaway rules for Notre Dame. That's another real problem with college football. If you want to start talking about problems, get the playoff to 8 games and make Notre Dame jump in a league.
You're just trying to make it to where
Notre Dame's not in the ACC. Who are we kidding here?
Notre Dame's allowed.
It's phony rules. It's phony rules. They got into the Fiesta Bowl 1 year at 6-6. Did you tell your pre-sat last week about that? What was it? Oregon, they played Oregon State in the Fiesta Bowl at 6-6.
We talked about it at Mass, yes.
I'm sure that comes up a lot.
Yeah, it came up.
Hey, one last thing, Bill. I know we do have Griff here coming up. One more thing, thinking about Crazy C, it would have been good for the national economy, you know, with all those draft people, and then you throw in another Preds playoff game. I guess they could have been looking at a game one, or excuse me, that was a game seven, I believe they would have been looking at. Hate that for the merchants, but they're getting filthy rich over there anyway off the girls, the bridal parties, the bridesmaid
Correct.
Parties.
Correct.
So I think I'm not going to lose too much sleep over them. But, Bill, I do need to know now. I've got a website up, SaveMegansTrees.org.
Yeah.
What's the latest on Megan Berry's cherry trees? Are they down there at that cemetery in Berry Hill yet?
I can't get confirmation on that. Too many scooters downtown.
We need about 20 of those trees lined up single file so you can pull two Suburbans behind them and you can't see them.
Okay.
Hang in there, Bill. Keep,
see you.
Keep Griff accountable.
All right. Yeah. The Cosby Cattlemen, just to update you, our mayor, our disgraced mayor, who no longer is our mayor, Megan Berry, got run out of town because she was shacking up with her bodyguard. And one of the things that she was doing is she was going down to a cemetery downtown, and they would meet up down there. And the Cosby Cattlemen, to do all he can for the environment, and remember, the NFL, being as mean as they are, they're trying to kill all those cherry trees. So the Cosby Cattlemen's trying to get them replanted down at the cemetery where Megan will have even more cover so she can meet up with her guy on the side. That's the whole point there. In case you didn't know what he meant by that. Yeah, our disgraced mayor was shacking up with dude. And the Cosby Cattlemen is trying to help her by providing more foliage. Where you, as he said, you can get a couple of big SUVs under those trees and nobody will ever notice. You can hide back there forever. Jeff in Ashland City says, my hero, the Cosby Cattlemen, a Notre Lame. I said that right. A Notre Lame hater. 614 Rob. Bill, Cosby Cattlemen promoting an expanded playoff, trashing Notre Dame. Not nice to anger Bill. No, entertainment trumps my love for Notre Dame. Entertainment, the Cosby Cattlemen, always supersedes what I think of the Fighting Irish. I like the idea. Now, think about this visual. You've got the Cosby Cattlemen circa 91 down in the Superdome, 16 years of age, drinking Hurricanes, watching Virginia and Tennessee play. And, of course, they did the skit and they shot Elvis and all that. Yeah, we remember. But a Cosby Cattlemen, 16 years of age, they're not carding anybody. He's sitting there in the Superdome pounding Hurricanes, watching his Vols against the Virginia Cavaliers. Or everybody else is playing a conference championship game with perhaps a playoff berth at hand. Or Ian Book sitting up there in South Bend eating sushi in a hot tub while everybody else is playing. I love that visual. if we ever get to the point in the future and there's a playoff and Notre Dame is 12-0, so they're in, and everybody else is playing an extra game in their league championship game, somebody please remind me of that visual. We'll get something up on Twitter. Ian Book sitting in a hot tub, not a worry in the world, not all bruised up from another game, eating sushi in the hot tub from the Milan Puskar Center. That's the Notre Dame name of the place, the building. I'm paid to know that, so don't worry. It's kind of like the Butzmere building at Georgia or the Milan Puskar building at West Virginia. You got to know that kind of stuff. Here's what we'll do. Griff's coming up. Please be the conspiracy theory, Griff. Don't be the monotone, I'm not in the mood, Griff. Which one do you think we're going to get? We're about to find out. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on 24 West at Briley Parkway, south of Nashville. That one has caused injuries to at least two passengers. Clearing wrecks on Nolansville Pike, Murfreesboro Pike, and Gallatin Pike as well. 40 eastbound is slammed toward the West Loop. On the other side of town, Mayfest at Obergatlinburg. Dance around the Maypole May 17th through the 25th. Log on to Obergatlinburg.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Grainger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection, you name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your BACK. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local GEICO agent, I have all of them. Because I'm the voice of reason. Reason one, GEICO agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason two, they can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason three, they're local. And four, they're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
Hey folks, it's the man called Ant from my friend Wyatt, and I haul anything. When I had to move out of my old place, I turned to I haul anything because it's not just a name. I haul anything can help you with moving, office cleanouts, hauling brush or construction debris, cleaning garages, or hauling off junk furniture in Davidson County, Williamson County, and Dixon County. Call 615-499-2218 for a quote. Get it done on time, clean, and for a great price. 499-2218, or find them on Facebook. I haul anything. They work in Davidson, Williamson, and Dixon Counties.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. For the rest of the morning, partly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. As we move through Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with the low around 58. And for Wednesday, a chance of stray showers in the afternoon. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a high near 78. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jimmy O'Neill.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Chris with us in this slot. He's got a meeting at the top of the hour every Tuesday. This is his slot on Tuesdays. Griff, before we get into the Georgia playoff snit, Did you ever buy a six-pack, not to drink, but to just put up on display of Billy beer, Billy Carter beer? Did you ever do that?
No, that was a little before my time.
That was like late 70s. You're not that young, Griff.
I'm not that old.
Yes, you are, Griff. We're about to find out how old you are. So what happened with Feinbaum and the Georgia playoff allegation?
That was it. You know, I was on there to preview the spring game, and you know, I mentioned in passing that I thought, you know, Georgia should have been in the playoff last year, you know, in terms of what they had coming back. And, you know, Paul kind of seized the moment of the interview and asked me why I thought that. And, you know, I went on to explain that at the time, you know, I felt Georgia had a better resume, but that the members of the committee, you know, were set up that, you know, Georgia wasn't going to get in. And, you know, here's the thing. Hindsight's 2020. You know, Georgia looked bad against Texas. Their best player didn't play, sat out. Team didn't seem – but whatever. Forget whether or not Georgia – you think Georgia should have been in the playoff. Forget that for a moment, because what we're really talking about, where the conversation really escalated was, is this a good system? And my case for where Georgia was at a disadvantage was that their two chief rivals, Georgia Tech and Florida – had sitting ADs on that 13-member committee, and Oklahoma, which did get in the playoff, had their AD on the committee. Now, he had to recuse himself anytime Oklahoma was brought up, but the Oklahoma AD didn't have to leave the room when Georgia was brought up, and it doesn't take a very smart person to figure out that the Oklahoma AD wouldn't be making a case for Georgia to make the playoff because it would be detrimental to his team's direct success getting in. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out that Florida and Georgia Tech, it would be detrimental to their programs if their chief rival got in. Now, people are saying, oh, Mike, how can you challenge the integrity of the – because there's a conflict of interest, Bill. There's a conflict of interest. It's hard to ask people to make decisions that aren't in their own best interest, even if it's in the interest of the greater of all. And all you got to do is look at what CEOs make across the country. You got people getting bonuses for millions of dollars and laying people off in the same day. That doesn't mean they don't have integrity, but, you know, they see themselves in a position of benefit. My point is there's a human element. And if you've got sitting ADs on this committee, it's hard to ask these men to do something that's going to have a direct negative effect on their school. And if you look at the pay structure right now and who's really running these schools – most of these ADs now work for their coaches. Oh, yeah, they're the AD, but they're just carrying out what the coach wants. Look what they make. And look at the system. You don't think Nick Saban tells Greg Byrne how he wants things at Alabama? You don't think Kirby Smart? I know for a fact that Kirby Smart has an influence on Greg McGarrity because that's how it needs to be. They need to work together, right? So imagine being the AD, going back to your football coach, and coach asks you, guy making four times what you're making, hey, how'd you vote? Oh, yeah, you know what? You know what, Dan Mullen? I know we're trying to get this thing off the ground here at Florida, but, gosh, I really thought Georgia deserved to be in, so I voted Georgia. What? You did what? You voted Georgia in? Do you know how many kids were going head-to-head with Georgia on? Do you know what them being in the playoff means on the recruiting trail? Yeah, but it was the right thing to do. Oh, yeah. I believe that conversation happened. I mean, so it really it's more about putting athletic directors in a compromised position. I don't care how ethical they are. I mean, look at some of the kids that get into school. You know what? They punch a girl out and they miss one game or something. Is that the AD? Well, you know, the AD's got a responsibility to do what's best for the school, for the football program, right? So – before anybody gets on their high horse and starts talking about how perfect ADs are, I'll tell you that they are good men. I'll tell you that they are good people. But at the end of the day, they got somebody signing their check. And to ask them to do something that's a conflict of interest that would hurt their school is unrealistic.
I wonder what the BCS top four would have been. There is a Twitter handle that follows that. And I don't know what the top four would have looked like. I'm wondering if Georgia would have been in. I'm not a committee guy. I'm an anti-committee. I don't like it.
Here's the problem. I mean, good news and bad news. First of all, the metrics change from year to year. What they judge on. Well, you know, Alabama got in 2017 because, well, they were one of the four best. And you know what? They were one of the four best. There's no doubt about it. They were one of the four best. But they didn't even play in their own conference championship game. And if you want to look at Alabama's resume in 2017 and Georgia's resume in 2018, they're pretty similar. Alabama had a pretty ugly loss to Auburn, right? And right before the SEC championship game. Georgia had a loss at LSU. So going into the at the end of the regular season, Alabama 2017 and Georgia 2018 both had one loss. The difference is Alabama 2017 didn't have to play in a conference championship game. Georgia did, and they had to play the number one team in the country, Alabama, at the time. Alabama at the time was a two-touchdown favorite. Alabama at the time had beat everybody by 22 points or more. Georgia outplayed Alabama most of that game, lost by a touchdown. You punish Georgia because they had to play Alabama. Meanwhile, Oklahoma's up there playing what? I don't know, you know, somebody, Big 12 championship game. What if Oklahoma had played Alabama in their conference championship game? So the point was, and I think Kirk Herbstreit made the point best, you can't punish Georgia for having to play the number one team in the country in the SEC championship game. That's not right. They should still be one of the four best because that game was that close. It was a touchdown game. Nobody else had even come within three touchdowns at that point. Now, again, all this goes out the window, Bill, because we all saw Clemson look great and dominate Alabama, and people are now questioning how good Alabama was. And I'll just tell you how teams play is fluid, and it changes throughout the year. And I'm not saying Clemson didn't deserve it. They did. They managed to get through the season, change quarterbacks, and win the national championship. But if you think that the Clemson team that we saw in January is the same Clemson team that almost lost to Texas A&M, you know, I got some oceanfront property in Tennessee to sell you. That ain't happening. The teams change. They get better. They get worse. And credit to Clemson. Give all the glory to Clemson. Believe me, the Clemson fans on Twitter, they can't stand up and shout enough. So you've got a great program. Dabo's 55-4 in his last 59 games. It's unbelievable. But you know what? Your schedule sucks. You ain't playing an SEC schedule, and that's part of 55-4. But you know, but you control what you can control. Clemson's won two of the last three national titles. Right now they're on top of college football, right there with Alabama, no doubt about it. But dialing this back, Bill, this is about a selection process. 13 people are on that committee. Three of those people, for them to have put Georgia in, would have had a negative effect on their programs, an immediate negative effect on their programs. And that's where I come up with the issue with how this is being decided right now.
Well, and Feinbaum loves those moments. I almost believe Feinbaum probably agrees with you, but if he can get anybody in a situation where it's confrontational, that's the stick. That's what went on there.
Well, sure. I mean, that's what Paul's show's about, and I don't mind. You know, I'm obviously at a disadvantage. I mean, you know, Paul's going to talk about it after I'm on the show. They're going to paraphrase things a certain way, but it's entertaining, and it brings up the topic, and it makes people think, and you know, people who don't know me just catch, you know, 10-second clip of it. And, oh, yeah, this is this guy, he's a Georgia homer. Yeah, yeah. I've covered Georgia for 1 year. I wasn't born in Georgia. People say, oh, you know, boy, he's a big Tennessee homer. Yeah, well, I did. I lived in Tennessee for 16 years and covered the – but I wasn't born in Tennessee. I didn't go to school there. You know, fans always want to think that a reporter is a homer, that he's got a favorite. And I've said on this show many times, it's not about the logo. It's not about the school. That's not how it works. You know, you've got a job to do. And if you don't do it well, good or bad, you know, you're not going to keep it. And as a journalist, you've got to say what you know, and you've got to say what you believe. And it's based on your perspective and who you talk to. And, you know, when I got drugged pretty good in Tennessee a couple years ago. Feinbaum said that they were going to fire Butch Jones after a 41-0 loss to Georgia. I knew for a fact they weren't. I was talking to the AD, told me they weren't. I couldn't say that because John Curry wasn't talking publicly then. But he said the last thing he wanted to do was fire the football coach his first season. Last thing he wanted to do. He wanted to give Butch Jones every chance he could to keep his job. And Fulmer wanted that too. So because nobody wanted to make a change at that point. Now, it got to a point where you didn't have a choice. You started losing recruits. You know, Cade Mays left the recruiting circle. But remember, at the beginning of that season, Tennessee had the number one recruiting class in the SEC set up. So they were all hoping Butch could turn it around. So I get brought on the program, and Feinbaum says, they got to fire Butch Jones. I said, well, Paul, I don't think they're going to do that right now. Right now. But it turned into, boy, Mike, you know, loves Butch Jones. Well, no, Mike just knows what the athletic department's planning on doing. Then they lost to South Carolina, and I got the word. If Butch Jones doesn't win out from Kentucky on, he's getting fired. Reported that. Right there, AJC, SEC Country, I reported. Butch Jones likely not coming back if he doesn't win out from Kentucky on. You know, but the ship had sailed. You know, people thought because I said Butch wasn't getting fired after Georgia that I was on the Butch Jones bandwagon, when really I just had information that maybe some other people didn't have at that time. So, you know, don't be so quick to shoot the messenger. Different people have different perspectives based on what they know, who they talk to, what access they have to, you know, administrators. And in this case, dialing it back to what Paul jumped on, I do think it was political. I don't think the playoff was ready to have a championship game loser in the playoff yet. And had the SEC gotten two teams in, I think it would have created a rift. And you know, Kirk Herbstreit said a lot of the same things. A lot of people saw that. Do you think Oklahoma played Alabama more competitively than Georgia did in the SEC championship game? I don't. I don't think so. I think that the points and the yards they got were after Alabama built up a big lead and changed their defense a little bit. But, you know, it's over. I didn't bring it up. I didn't go there. I'm not crying about it. I don't care. But, you know, Paul wanted to make an issue of it and wanted to ask me why I felt that way. So I go on there and I answer his questions.
Griff, we'll see you next week.
Appreciate it, Bill.
There you go. I'm not a committee guy. I told you that before the very first playoff game. The committee concept is a bad idea. It was a bad idea from the beginning. It's a bad idea today. And it's not about the individual members. It's the concept of the committee. The system we had was not broken. If you had to add two more teams and add them, okay, that's going to make you happy. Add two more. Make it four. But keep the computers. The human element is not as good. Let's take a break. Bottom of the hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck in Paragon Mills at 24 eastbound before the exit toward the Nashville airport. Wrecks on Hillsboro Pike at Harding and Hillsboro Pike at Old Hickory Boulevard. Still clearing a wreck in Hermitage, 40 westbound before the exit to Murfreesboro Pike and Spence Lane. 40 eastbound is full toward the West Loop. The United States Air Force has more than 200 career options. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with five centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see them in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Screaming Eagle Ready Mix in Clarksville reminds listeners,
the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country.
Their commitment and courage keep our country safe and strong.
Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today.
This message is from Screaming Eagle Ready Mix in Clarksville.
Give them a call today for more info at 931-553-4101.
That's 931-553-4101.
Screaming Eagle Ready Mix in Clarksville.
Saluting those who make our country stronger.
It's easy to get distracted while you're driving, especially when you're receiving messages like,
it's your brother's birthday. Call him, please.
And this,
you're pitching tonight.
You better warm up that arm, golden boy. LOL.
Oh, and definitely this.
Saw your ex today, Nick. Why doesn't she know about us? Nick.
So silence the distractions before you get in the car. Thumbs down to texting and driving. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
In my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Tag Fat Side Up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Omni Nashville Hotel, 888-702-5494. Butch in Birmingham says, Bill, soapbox griff is almost as good as conspiracy griff. 614 Rob. Sorry, Griff, but Georgia got stomped by Texas, who lost to Oklahoma in their championship game. Doggone down on the Emerald Coast says, I don't think Griff is a Georgia fan or alumni. I like Kirby's response, he says, to Mullen trolling a coach he has never beat. Quote, no comment, we'll see them in Jacksonville. Bill Big D says you have to say Griff is loyal to the teams he covers. First Tennessee, now Georgia. Well, Griff had the Michigan State beat. He left Rocky Top to go to East Lansing, then he came back. Before that, he was in Alabama, and he had Alabama. He had the, I believe he had the 92 Stallings team, did he not? Or I think so. And then he had Auburn, too. So those are the teams that I think he's covered. Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, Michigan State, Georgia. I think those are the teams that he's covered. The GOAT down on the beautiful Emerald Coast says, Bill, an anonymous source tells the GOAT that if Georgia didn't get beat down by LSU and then beat Bama in the SEC championship game, they would have then been in the playoffs. However, they didn't. And then they went and embarrassed the SEC in the Sugar Bowl. I'm just telling you, it's built in. You know how they'll say in the stock market, some news will hit about a stock, and it's good news, but then stock doesn't go up. And then they'll say, well, the price was already built in. Yeah, the price is built in. That's why it didn't go up. The good news was anticipated. You got to be out in front of it. So the people who are really smart already have bought the stock ahead of the good news, anticipating the good news. But the rise in the stock was because of the anticipation, not the actual revelation of the good news. The price was built in. Using that theory loosely, the SEC goes to a bowl game that's not that meaningful because you had bigger aspirations. You get there and you crap out. You don't do well. price was already built in, man. You didn't want to be there. I'm trying to do this like Griff. That didn't even make sense to me just then. I was trying to sell that to myself and to you, and as I was going on, I didn't even believe it myself. Oh, I was proud of myself weaving through that, though. Hawkeye Jason. Putting a picture of the podcast up. I guess, is it called the Chip and Griff Show? That's Chip Towers. Chip Towers has been at the AJC at least 30 years, maybe longer. Chip's a good guy. I haven't talked to him. Chip's not a big go on a talk show kind of guy. It's not his thing. So we haven't had him on. We've had him on a couple times through the years. Yeah, but not a bunch. Hawkeye Jason says Bill Herbie was, quote, dancing with himself, hashtag Billy Idol, when it came to Georgia should have been in the college football playoff. Just saying. Doggone on Twitter. Bill, how did the Gators do against Georgia? How did they do in the SEC championship game? Oh, sorry, they weren't there. It's 900 days since Florida beat Georgia. Just saying, Bill. We've got people all the way down. They've got days marked perfectly. Jeff, too, yesterday. This was yesterday. 240 days till commitment. I guess that makes 239 today. Not that I'm counting down. No, no, no. We are anti-countdown here. We don't do that. Days. I didn't realize it was that big of a number. Yeah, the Georgia-Florida thing is revitalized. It's always been a thing, but it hasn't had the energy behind it as much as it looks to be revving up between Mullen and Georgia. Now, it's more Mullen popping off than Kirby Smart. I'll say this. At the moment, Kirby Smart's sitting back, not responding. It's more Dan Mullen. But when Georgia and Florida play, and again, it's the cocktail party. We don't play the PC crap here. It's the Red River shootout, not the Red River rivalry. It's the cocktail party. When they play this year, and Georgia will be a solid favorite to win that game. Georgia comes out with a W. Kirby Smart might pop off a little bit then. We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to see how that all comes about. 888-702-5494. Yeah, I like the, despite Jim and Jupiter disagreeing, my preference is conspiratorial Griff. Yeah, I said Mike Bobinski earlier. He's at Purdue. It's, who's the guy at Georgia Tech? Todd Stansberry. Not related to my boy, Rick Stansberry. Yeah, not related to my guy. Todd Stansberry. Not related to Rick. My favorite Stansberry now lives in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Does Cosby have to go through Bowling Green to get to Keeneland from Cosby? No, no, no. Cosby will be more east on his trek up to Keeneland today. Sounds like when he goes there, he drinks the Kentucky whiskey. Not the Dickel. He used to have a thing where he would talk about, what was it Jack Daniels? He would talk about Tullahoma, Tennessee. He used to always talk. Now he goes by Dickel number 12, all of that. But it used to be Tullahoma tea. Every time he would call, it would be something, and then he would say something else about Tullahoma tea. He may bring that back on the show. I don't know how many of you go back that far with him. You got to remember, the Cosby Cattleman was disconnected from this show for about 12 years. He did not like, I don't even think he listened to the Sirius show. And he did not want to call in. For whatever reason, he did not feel comfortable. He never once called that show. I'm not kidding. He didn't just call once and then he didn't like it. It didn't go well. He never called the show. I don't think he ever listened. If he did, I don't know about it. And then when we got back to the full-time terrestrial world, where Charlie and I are now, he didn't call this show for a few years. When we were back on his preferred format. Yeah, it was well over a decade. We cannot have that happen again. Hell, if he skipped out on another decade, God knows. If he skipped out on another decade, considering the way college football is going, we'll be talking about flag football with Cosby Cattleman. We'll all be drinking Dickel, trying to watch the garbage sport that college football will have become. Two-hand touch flag football where everybody's in bubble wrap so nobody gets hurt. That's what we're looking at. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. PrimoSeats.com. For all your ticket needs, use the name Bill Is King. Put that name in the promo code box. That'll get you a discount. Concerts included. Sporting events, concerts, anywhere, anytime. PrimoSeats.com. One more break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck in Paragon Mills at 24 eastbound before the exit toward the Nashville airport. Wrecks on Hillsboro Pike at Harding and Hillsboro Pike at Old Hickory Boulevard. Still clearing a wreck in Hermitage, 40 westbound before the exit to Murfreesboro Pike and Spence Lane. 40 eastbound is full toward the West Loop. The United States Air Force has more than 200 career options. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse House in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jake Wild, production director here at Nashville Sports Radio. The 2019 Cougar Classic is teeing off on Thursday, April 25th at the Hermitage Golf Course, and there are still some spots available. The annual Cougar Classic helps raise money for the Good Pasture Alumni Association to help with tuition assistance for students who have lost a parent. Head over to WNSR.com and register your team or sign up as a sponsor. The 2019 Cougar Classic, Thursday, April 25th at the Hermitage Golf Course, from Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For the rest of the morning, partly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. As we move through Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with the low around 58. And for Wednesday, a chance of stray showers in the afternoon. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a high near 78. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jimmy O'Neill.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Couple things tomorrow, promoting Wednesday. Kevin Hagan talking Alabama, that's top of hour two, and Josh Newberg, hour three. If you have any other ideas for Wednesday, shoot them my way, Twitter or email. Bill is King on Twitter, at Bill is King, or email BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Either way, we're good. Any ideas? Now, I'm not saying if you float an idea my way, I'm going to do it. I'm saying I will take it under advisement. I'll look at it, I should say. We'll see. If it's Bill, get the Boise State beat writer on. Now, we do have Boise State fans. We got one in particular down there. Maybe I would do that. Maybe I wouldn't. I'm not sure. We'll have to work on that. Bill, get the Utah State Aggie. They are the Aggies, you know that. The Utah State Aggies, get their beat writer on from the Salt Lake Tribune. I'm probably not going to do that. Yet it needs to stay within our solar system. Now, the solar system is college football, but it needs to be interesting college football. And not all are created equal. We don't treat it as equal, and we don't fake it like it's equal. It's not. There are some topics that are better than others, like grift and conspiracy theories. That's real. Even though it's a conspiracy, it's real. Now, I don't know how many of you were thinking. I thought grift was pretty compelling there. I didn't think it was the craziest thing I've ever heard. Now, I don't have a problem with Scott Strickland. I think he's a good AD. But the way he described it, your natural inclination, would I be able, if I was part of that committee, which even though I'm anti-committee, if they asked me to be on it, I would do it just so I could break rules. I would do it, and you know you're not supposed to be talking to the public or talking to anybody about what went on or how you're thinking. I would be the first guy to openly get fired, and I would do this on purpose. I would lie my way in saying, no, I will not talk about any of the committee stuff on the show. I promise you. And then I get in there, and I'm part of the committee meeting, and then I start kind of hinting to you on the show what's going on. And then one day I go too far with it, and they fire me. That's what I would do. Yeah, I'm just telling you up front, if they ever called and want me on the committee, my goal is to get in there, slowly start leaking info, and showing that for some reason I'm not going to be objective. Hell, I'm on the committee and I'm anti-committee. And be the first one where they issue a press release that says, Bill can no longer be part of this committee. He's fired. That would be my goal right there. If I could weasel my way onto that, that would be the outcome. My preferred outcome would be the first and maybe the only person ever unhired during the middle of the process. Like sometime in November. We don't even get to the championship games. They say you got to get out. No more. And see, then, because they fired me, I become an angry man. I get off my lawn guy, and I just start spilling the beans on everybody. Yeah, it'd be great. Hawkeye Jason said, this rant of yours about the committee is why you will never be selected for jury duty. That's true. Yeah, they called me for federal jury duty. I lasted about 4 hours until they let me speak. Once they let me speak, I could tell those federal lawyers dressed like Rick Pitino circa 1995. You're talking about two guys, dapper looking, man. These guys, I mean, every part of their, every stitch was perfect. These federal lawyers. And it was a drug case. Once they let me talk, I was one of the first names they called out. We're not going to need you. I was home eating lunch by 1 o'clock, comfortably. Tomorrow we've got, as I mentioned, Kevin Hagan. And we also have Berg on with us, Josh Newberg, and anything else I can think of. At Crazy Charlie 615, follow my man, Crazy Charlie, at Bill is King, Lodge Pop.